I'm Vicky Merrick. The Local Food Report's up now with Ali Burlow. And this time, Ali visits food historian Paula Marcoux in Plymouth to talk about cooking with fire and smoke and other historic cooking techniques. And the last thing she expected was dessert.
This is the sound of sugar as it's being caramelized with a red-hot iron cooking tool called a salamander. It wasn't hard to fall under the salamander's spell as Paula Marcoux, the cook, gently waved this thing like a magic wand over the dessert she was making by the fire, called burnt cream. And oh man, the smell of that sugar. This tool, the salamander, looks like a long, lean badminton racket. I thought it was named after the shape of the amphibian, but that's not the case at all. And besides, it doesn't even look like a salamander, not really. The etymology of the word is Old French for a legendary lizard-like creature that can live in fire. How appropriate. Paula kept it in the hot coals until it was ready to do its alchemy, turn the sugar topping into a thin layer of caramel.
The very earliest recipes for things like American recipes for things like macaroni and cheese or gratins, they put the crumbs on top and then you hold a salamander over it.
Most of us today would use a broiler or a mini butane torch to brown toppings and caramelize sugar. But not Paula, the coolest historian you ever want to cook with. According to her, burnt cream is an 18th century version of today's creme brulee. Sweet and smooth, with a thin crunch of golden sugar on top, it is simple and delicious. Milk, cream, cornstarch, egg yolks are thickeners, lemon peel and cinnamon stick for aromatics, and sugar for sweetness.
It's exactly from a historic recipe. I didn't change anything about it. And it's delicious. It's not appeal to our modern taste. It tastes perfectly good. An egg yolk hasn't changed in size that much, and the weight of sugar hasn't changed at all, and the volume amount of cream hasn't changed. A quart of cream is a quart of cream or milk.
Paula wants you to try recipes from the past, not just your grandmother's casseroles, but old recipes, like from history books and literature.
When you do one of these recipes, you can be pretty confident that you're making exactly what was intended.
And Paula also wants us to use the tools from the past, like the salamander and your fireplace.
There are many people that have fireplaces that don't see that as a cooking area, and I would really, really encourage people to look at their fireplaces for all they can cook in them, because it's just pretty much, you can do pretty much anything. People have been cooking a lot of different ways in their fireplaces for a long, long time.
Just like in any cooking process, it's about technique, even when making something as simple, historic, and lovely as burnt cream.
First time I made this, I tried to just hold it over it, and it was not doing very much, but fortunately, it was at a party and I'd been drinking, so my hand wasn't very steady, and I slipped and touched it, and then it worked. So that's how I learned that you have to actually touch the iron to it. So drinking's not always evil. Sometimes it's a good, helpful tool.
Paula's rules as I see them: cook with fire, try old things, and drink resourcefully. For WCAI's Local Food Report, I'm Ali Burlow.
Ali's got a video of that salamander technique and the recipe for burnt cream all on our website, capeandislands.org. The Local Food Report is edited by me, Vicky Merrick, at Atlantic Public Media in Woods Hole. Thanks for listening.